AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. An Iranian missile slammed into southern Israel's main hospital. The facility said it wounded people and caused extensive damage. A rescue service says Iranian missiles struck sites in central Israel, including Tel Aviv, injuring dozens of people. Hurricane Eric is now a Category 4 storm. In an AP interview, Brian McNulty, a hurricane researcher with the University of Miami, says hurricanes in the Pacific are spinning up earlier than usual.
The East Pacific has been very active so far. We're about a month into its hurricane season. This is the fifth named storm, the second hurricane. And those two are about a month ahead of normal.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the National Transportation Safety Board has provided new details about a deadly May plane crash in San Diego.
Shortly after the crash of a small jet into a San Diego neighborhood last month, NTSB investigator Dan Baker told reporters
there was airport lighting that was out that would have affected the illumination of the runway.
Now the NTSB says the runway lights at Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport had not been working since 2022. Repairs delayed while waiting for an environmental study, although other lights at the airport were working. Flying through foggy weather, the pilot acknowledged,
"Doesn't sound great, but we'll give it a go."
The NTSB says the pilot appeared to try to activate the runway lights by keying his microphone on approach, but too low, the Cessna struck power lines before crashing, killing all six people aboard and injuring eight on the ground. Sound courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles and liveatc.net. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Buss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter. The franchise valuation is $10 billion. That's the highest ever for a professional sports franchise. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a new COVID variant that can hurt the throat.
The new coronavirus variant has earned a nickname. The variant is called Nimbus. The nickname is razor blade throat COVID. It may cause painful, sore throats. The symptoms were identified by doctors in the UK, India, and elsewhere. Other symptoms of any variant include fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, or loss of taste or smell. Experts say there isn't any major cause for concern with razor blade throat COVID. The World Health Organization says the rise in cases is mostly in the Eastern Mediterranean, Southeast Asia, and Western Pacific regions. Airport screenings in the U.S. detected the new variant in travelers arriving from those regions to California, Washington State, Virginia, and New York. The WHO says the public health risk is low, and current vaccines are expected to remain effective. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,